Hello and welcome to Beyond the Edge Radio, the podcast. My name is Eric Altman. I'm your host and producer of the program. Before we get into tonight's program, I wanted to apologize to all our listeners for the poor sound quality of the show. We do feel tonight's content of the program is excellent. However, the sound quality was poor due to issues with Skype and our recording equipment. Hopefully, we have resolved the issue for future episodes. Thank you for your patience. We hope you enjoyed tonight's program.
The views and opinions expressed by the host and tonight's guest are not necessarily those of this radio network, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Listener discretion is advised. Now lock your doors, open your minds, and prepare yourself to go
Beyond the Edge.
The supernatural.
The unknown. The unexplained paranormal phenomenon, unearthly beings, mysterious monsters. We know what's out there watching, lurking in the shadows. It's all here, waiting to be explored. Tuck the children in bed. Draw the shades. And turn the lights down low. Lock your doors and open your minds. It's time once again to go beyond the edge.
And welcome to a brand new edition, our very first episode of Beyond the Edge Radio, the podcast. My name is Eric Altman, your host who's back from the dead, and glad to be with you tonight. And I'm joined by several lovely folks who are with us and going to be with us as we do a monthly podcast rather than a weekly live show. So let's introduce everybody joining me, who really never went away. She just kind of took a vacation while I took a vacation, the lovely Marie Samuels. Hello, Marie, and welcome back to BTE Radio, the podcast. Did we lose Marie?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we lost Marie.
Oh, how nice. Lovely. Can you Skype?
She posted, my Skype just crashed, so she she will be returning.
Okay, well, we can always edit that part out. All right, we'll continue on. And joining me as well as Marie is the color commentator of BTE Radio and co-founder who put this whole shindig together with me about 12 years ago, the one and only Fork Chop, Sean Forker. Good evening, Sean, and welcome to BTE Radio, the podcast.
Well, thanks for having me back, Eric, and I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad you're with us and part of this brand new adventure, this new chapter in BTE Radio. And it's been a very interesting, I guess you call it 12 years.
12 years. I can't believe it's been that long, but here we are getting ready to try something new, doing what we both love with a great menagerie of friends joining us this time. It's not going to be boring, that's for sure.
That's for sure. And of course, with us from the Haunted Spotlight, Panic D, they do a variety of things now. So many things I can't keep track. The wonderful and talented couple from Ohio, Sean and Marianne Donnelly. Good evening, Sean and Marianne, and welcome to BT Radio, the podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
We're glad to be back. Missed you guys.
And we missed you too, and I'm glad you guys were more than willing to come back and be part of the show again, because we love the Haunted Spotlight, and we're going to kick it up a notch as we move forward with BT Radio, the podcast. We're going to be doing an hour version of the Haunted Spotlight, where we're going to get a little more detail about the haunted locations, and then we're going to have a little bit of a discussion about the place that we talk about and some of the hauntings, more history. So Marianne isn't really rushed on trying to get through 15 minutes of giving us the history. So
yay! Glad you have
with us.
She's polished now.
We're going to have a fun time. And joining us, my butter from another udder, as I like to call him, coming to us from Wisconsin, the one and only Jay Pachochin. Hello, Jay, and welcome to BTE Radio, the podcast.
Hey, thanks, Eric. I really appreciate you having me on this one. Really do.
we're glad you're with us, and we're just waiting for Marie to get back online. She's going to chime in and let us know when she's up and running. Skype, of course, crashed, but we'll get her on here as well. Marie Samuels is back with us here on the podcast. And just to give everybody a little bit of background about the show, who are those folks who are new to joining us, they've listened or maybe have listened to the live show for the past 10 years, and then we took a year, 20-month hiatus, I guess you call it. Sean and I put the show together, Beyond the Edge Radio, back in 2007, Sean. And I still remember the conversation you and I had while I was sitting out in my front yard talking about the possibility of putting together a show. You were doing a program at that time on Bigfoot, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was doing the Sasquatch Experience radio show back in the Blog Talk Radio days. And I think you and I both wanted to try something new. And at the time, there really weren't a whole lot of shows on about the paranormal, which seems kind of silly now to think about it in 2019, like every other show you see is on the paranormal. But I kind of feel like you and I always got into the game early and always put together a pretty decent product.
Yeah, when we didn't have to deal with the curse of BT Radio like we're dealing with tonight, of course.
Always something. Never fails.
Right. It always is something. Tonight we had issues with, or today I should say, we have issues with Skype and technological issues, as we always had. And if you remember back to our Blog Talk days, we even had problems with phone lines back then.
Yeah, when we were interviewing Bill Bean, for the first time, you and I were talking, you know, using Yahoo Messenger. We were so unsophisticated back then. And I was using voice over internet, and I told you, Eric, we got a problem, and my voice over internet box just popped and started smoking, and we had to redo it. Do you remember that?
There was
always stuff like that happened.
Yeah, we had issues with the phone line talking to John Zappas and Brad Steiger. We had a great interview with Brad Steiger rolling along perfectly fine, and then all of a sudden something happened on your end. We lost you, and I had to continue the interview with Brad. And unfortunately, we had a great interview, but we lost the pork chop about halfway through it. We've always had issues with phone lines or Skype or internet connections. It's always been a problem with BT Radio.
Nothing new, but we'll survive it like we always do. And you know, the sad thing is some of those interviews we just can't do again.
I know, and that's a shame because we lost Brad Steiger last year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've lost a lot of folks that we've had on the show. We lost just recently
Stanton Friedman.
We lost Stanton Friedman. We had a great interview with him a couple times, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but he was always kind to us. If you remember the first interview we did with him, I was really nervous because I had never interviewed someone like Stanton Friedman before. Guys like Stanton Friedman was the UFO man, and you know, many still considered him to be that way up until, you know, he just retired from ufology, and then he passed away not too long after that, which was kind of strange. But he really was very kind to us during the breaks, and really kept it going with us, and made us feel like we weren't inadequate to the times. And Eric, I always thought he was just a class act guy.
Oh, he certainly was. And we've had a lot of great guests over the years, especially during our Blog Talk run. We had some great guests on and had some great interviews. But again, we had those technical problems that put a damper on some of those great discussions we had. And then we moved into, Z-Talk Radio, I believe it was?
It was something else before Z-Talk. It was the Dark Plains Radio Network, right?
That's it. Yes, sir. It was the Dark Plains Radio Network, and it was run by Joel Sturgis.
Yes.
And we did about a year with him, and then we moved over to Z-Talk Radio. And we were with Z-Talk Radio off and on, I think maybe 6 months.
Yeah, and then we moved to, it was Para-X, right?
Well, we moved over to Jackalope Radio.
Yes, Jackalope 105 mm-hmm. FM.
Oh, yes, and we were on terrestrial radio for a couple of years. But again, the technical issues caused havoc for BT Radio. And then we ended up landing on Para-X and several networks that picked us up. We were on probably five or six radio networks and then a couple of terrestrial stations as well. So we've had a long run. And we've had some wonderful guests on the show, but we've also had some wonderful co-hosts over the years on the program as well. And we've got one of our newest co-hosts, Marie Samuels. Are you back with us, Marie?
I am back.
Hey, there she is.
There she is. But Marie was joined us about three, well, actually, it's been about 5 years ago she joined us, and she was with us for 3 years up to 2017 when we took our hiatus. And Marie, we've had some great interviews while you were on the program.
Oh, yeah, we did. We had a wonderful time doing them as well. Really missed talking to you, and you know, every weekend it was, I always looked forward to doing the show. And we also did have our issues with the
You did. It's a haunt. It's a curse. I'm telling you. And like I joked off before we started recording, I poured salt around the house. I killed a couple live chickens, sprinkled blood on the microphone, danced in the moonlight, and it still didn't fix the issues. So, but you know, we've had Marie. We've had Lon Strickler was a co-host with us. Monica Rollins, James Baker, Joe Biello, Scott Walton had a segment with us. Even Nick Redfern had a segment with us, if you recall, Sean.
Absolutely. Nick, Alon. I don't think we missed anybody in that, did we? We had quite a few co-hosts, and you took a little break once, and I took a long break. And, you know, we've done some pretty, you know, some pretty incredible shows with some many talented people. And Marie, I was always happy to hear you on the program. You did a phenomenal job, and I'm glad to be here with you guys tonight, in some way, keeping Beyond the Edge Radio still going.
I am humbled by that. That means a lot coming from you, Sean. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Job well done. And I had a wide pants to fill, not big pants, just wide pants, and you did a fantastic job.
It's a good thing I have a big mouth.
Speaking of big mouths, here's Eric. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly. I never at a loss for words when it comes to me, but yeah, we took 20 months off, almost 2 years, and everybody kind of wondered why we did. Well, there was actually several reasons why we did. Me having health problems was one of the issues why I took some time off, and still trying to recover from it. But we also had issues with the technical side of things, the internet constantly dropping on us, and I know Marie and I were always frustrated having a great show kick off and start off the ground, and then 10 minutes in, we lost everything. And like tonight, we're trying to record this podcast, and we had to rely on Sean and Marianne to actually record, because Audacity and Skype and Sam Broadcast and all those fun technical tools that we use just would not cooperate. So it should be nothing but par for the course for us, because you know, it goes on all the time. But we're here, and we're back. Again, and hopefully we're going to have some great discussions. This is going to be a little bit different than BTE Radio Live. We did it every week because we're not going to have guests on the show every week. We're simply going to have the roundtable discussion, the five, six, seven of us, how many of there are. I believe Fred Kracke isn't with us tonight, but he'll be joining us. But we'll be talking with Jay, having Jay on when Jay can come on the program. Sean and Marianne will be with us. You, Sean, of course, the Fork Chop, and Marie and I will be discussing a variety of topics. And it's just going to be a let your hair down, relax, not try to be too professional, have fun with it kind of thing, and see where it goes.
Well, thankfully, you don't have a lot of hair to lay down, so we...
I have no hair to lay down.
I was waiting for that one.
Well, I have to take the opportunity. It wouldn't be the same without it, but... I'm excited to be here with everybody, Eric. I really am. We've got Jay on there. We had a great time at the Bigfoot Camping Adventure Weekend, Eric. Again, I don't think you get enough credit or kudos for a job well done. And I know there's people out there that have their detracting comments, but they can die, and we can just continue to have a good time like we do every week. And, you know, when they do die, we can have an EVP show with them, so it'll be a lot of fun.
I don't think we could broadcast the EVPs we would get, because they'd probably be curse words.
Hey, you know what? We don't have to edit anymore. We're free spirits.
That's right. God damn it. I'm kidding. But
watch your mouth.
Okay. Sorry. All right. Now back to a little bit of seriousness. So I've been off for about 20 months now dealing with some health issues. And as you said, Sean, organizing the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Camping Adventure for this past year. And really just taking some time away from the field and focusing more on my family and myself. And it's been a nice break. But I know you guys have kept, all of you guys have kept really busy with what you've been up to the past couple of years. So, Sean, we'll start with you. And why don't you tell us what you've been up to the last 20 months?
Well, I'm still out in the field looking for our big hairy fellow and having a lot of fun doing that, Eric. I was doing Arcane Radio for a while, and then I got a chance to do another show called The Existence of Strange Things on Radio Memphis, and I did that for about a year, and that was a lot of fun. And then, you know, Eric, I thought I was going to retire. I was like, you know what? I've had enough of this. Almost 15 years of podcasting. There's so many shows out here. How do we stay fresh and relevant? So I'm going to step aside and let other people do this. And then I started listening to all the crap other people were putting out there, and I'm like, well, they need me. It's time to come back. And then you wanted to do BTE in some way, shape, or form. So here we are, and I'm launching a new program called Supernormal, supernrml.com, and it's going to be a lot of fun. My buddy Vance Nesbitt's going to be joining me. And we really don't have a full itinerary yet, but our first show coming up will be the Boggy Creek Legend. I did go to Phoenixville a couple weeks ago, which is right outside Philadelphia, to see the 4K remastering of The Legend of Boggy Creek. And guys, I have to tell you, it was fantastic. One, to see it in the movie theater, which I had never been able to do before. But two, the quality was so great. And even though it was a cheesy 70s monster movie, it looked really good. The coloration was wonderful. And it seemed to me, and I could be wrong, there were some extended scenes in it that I hadn't seen before. So it was a really good experience. I took my kids. It was a great time, and it was just a wonderful experience to see that.
Sounds like you've kept yourself pretty busy, and congratulations on the new show coming up. And we'll have to make sure we plug it here at BTE, the podcast, and we'll keep tabs on what you're doing these days, because you sound just as busy as ever.
Oh, I like being busy. You know that. I'll sleep when I'm dead, and hopefully I'm not going to do that anytime soon.
Well, hopefully not. Let's switch over to Marie. Marie, you've been awfully busy. You have your own show now. It's picked up. You do it once a month live, if I'm not mistaken?
It's not live. It's pre-recorded. But, yeah, after Beyond the Edge stopped or took our vacation, the Paranormal UK Radio Network approached me with an idea of a show. They wanted to do a paranormal-related show that was all females, hosted by females and all female guests. And so, of course, naturally, I jumped at the opportunity to do that. And I had Marianne was my co-host when we first kicked off the show. And we did, I think, 8 or 9 episodes. And then, I thought about it. And she's doing her show with her husband, the Haunted Travels, which she'll get into. And I wanted to kind of give someone an opportunity like you gave me. So I switched up my co-host, and I now have Kari Cooper as my co-host. But I've also made, in my personal life, some changes. After being an accountant for the past 15 years, working Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, I've switched my career completely. I'm now in retail, and I'm working nights and weekends. I work until, 11 o'clock at night. I get home at midnight. So I'm now this night owl, kind of vampiric type, completely, absolutely 100% different than what I've been doing, the majority of my career. So it also helped with the scheduling, having my co-host in the same time zone that I'm in, which was another reason why I switched over to Kari. But I do the Paradivas is what it's called. It's on the Paranormal UK Radio Network. It's a 2-hour show once a month. It airs the first Thursday of the month.
Well, congratulations on both. And we'll have to keep tabs on Paradivas and make sure we plug it here on the show. And you have to keep us posted as to some of the new guests that are going to be on and things you'll be talking about. And just glad to have you back here at BT Radio, the podcast, with us as we move into a new chapter. And glad you're going to be part of it.
I am honored to be a part of it, and I thank you so much for having me.
The pleasure's all ours. It's all mine, of course, and Sean and Jay and Sean and Marianne and everybody here. So let's switch over to Sean and Marianne. You guys have really taken off since BTE Radio went on hiatus, and I can't keep track of everything that you guys are doing because you just... Wow, you have so much out there, so much going on, and as a matter of fact, you just came back from a little vacation. You did a tour around of Ohio, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we did, and our busy, I don't know the correct word, but us being busy, it's all your fault, Eric. I'm telling you. When we were doing the Haunted Spotlight on BTE, we were very active with Dark Shadow Ghost Tours, and we always had the database, panicd.com. But after the show, kind of, you know, went on vacation there for a little bit, we got to thinking, you know, we've actually been to a lot of these locations. We started a series called Our Haunted Travels on our YouTube channel, and it has exploded. We just now, with this last trip, broke 300 locations across the United States that we have personally visited. And each week on the channel, we feature one of those locations, and we cover everything, just like we did the Haunted Spotlight, but it's more extended. You know, we cover more of the history and more of the paranormal claims, and then add our personal experiences and why we believe the locations could be haunted. So that's what we're doing right now, is actually the YouTube channel, pretty heavy, and building that up. And it's been fun.
Yeah, and you also got out your first book in the series about the travels, and I made a coloring book of haunted locations. So we did those, and of course, regular work.
the stuff that pays the bills and puts food in our stomachs. You know, we got that going on too. So,
right.
Yeah. So that's what we've been up to.
Very good. And last but certainly not least, our newest co-host to the show. He's a former guest, and he's been on the show, I think, maybe 3 or 4 times, but tonight he joins us as a co-host. I call him Butter, and it's a running joke between the two of us. Instead of calling him a brother, we call each other Butter from another udder. Get it?
Oh,
anyways, you get it, but nobody else understands it.
That's okay.
That's fine. But Jay Bachochin is joining us from Wisconsin tonight, and Jay, you've been extremely busy the last couple of years, especially since we've talked to you and had you on the show back in 2017 as a guest. You've been quite busy, Jay, with the Pennsylvania Bigfoot Camping Adventure as one of the co-organizers and speakers. You've got a brand new DVD out, which you've been pushing pretty heavily, and it's on Amazon now. Congratulations. You've been in the woods almost every week, if not every week. You've got being a dad, being a husband, your full-time job. You're quite busy, my friend.
Yeah, it's been an incredible, I'm going to actually say 6 years, because the first time you had me on, I was doing the ghost investigations from 2007 and until like 2012, but I had a large team at the time, and it just became a lot of politics, and I was more focused on hunting the truth than I was, going to conferences and events and stuff like that. So I kind of lost, you know, the team, but I continued to hunt the truth. And it was that time in 2013 that we did end up in the Kettle Moraine. And that's where the journey began of pretty much where I am today. Because honestly, before then, Bigfoot didn't exist. I mean, to me, it's just a big laughing matter. But all these 5 years of research putting into all of last year's blood, sweat, and tears of editing and, having a full-time job, having younger kids, a wife, trying to find time to still go out and research, it was a very, very busy, but now it's become rewarding because, like you said, Finding Jay, the name of the documentary, is on Amazon Prime. And actually, the numbers up in it was released July 1st, and Amazon Prime analytics are always 2 days behind. So from the 20th, it's been viewed 4,007 times in the US and 820 times in the UK. So with that, hey, you know what? It's more about the message getting out there. It's about hunting the truth. And I'm hoping I can add something to being a co-host or whatever you need me for here.
Well, you keep quite busy. And I think what we have here, even though Brett's not with us tonight, but we've got 7 people on the show. And I think everybody's going to bring something different to the show, something unique. A different perspective or opinion, which is great, especially for a roundtable discussion. And that's why I came up with that concept. because a lot of shows these days, they have a guest on, they interview a guest, and it's an hour to 2 hours of talking to that guest. And a lot of these guests are being recycled over and over. Where there's not many shows out there that talk about topics or subjects for the program, and they have different opinions and different thoughts. And I think that's what's going to make this podcast unique, is everybody's bringing something different to the table and going to be able to contribute something different. And we may not all agree, we may have different theories or different opinions, but that's what's going to make the show unique. We're all going to be able to contribute those different opinions into a big melting pot, if you will. And I think we're going to be pretty successful and have a good podcast.
Oh, I agree, definitely. It's great to join such a great cast that you have on here. I mean, I'm humbled to be sitting here talking with you guys.
Well, like I said, everybody brings something special with them. We've got Sean and Marianne who have really traveled the country exploring locations. Marianne with their in-depth history of these locations, which we can discuss on the programs, and the paranormal aspect that Sean talks about, and we can really get into those subjects. And what the Fork Chop brings, he brings the knowledge of a vast knowledge of the paranormal, not just cryptids, but ufology and hauntings and other exciting things. Marie brings with her a vast knowledge of the paranormal and the macabre and true crime. I know Marie's a huge true crime fan, especially the serial killer aspect of it. We've had many people on the show. And Jay, I know you've been into ufology and cryptozoology and the paranormal. So everybody has something we can all throw into the pot and really contribute and add a lot. I think that's going to really help the show and get us off the ground. And then Fred, of course, he brings that deep, burly voice with him. So when he joins us, we're going to have a lot to talk about.
Can't wait.
I was telling Jay that I thought Fred Fracke sounded like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
He does a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, which I love. I love it.
Put the lotion on the skin.
You don't just say that.
Oh, goodness. But I think we're looking at a really good future ahead of us, and I'm really excited to have you guys on board, and we have a lot to talk about. And I don't want to get into too deep of discussions on any one particular subject tonight, but there is something I want to discuss with you guys. And we'll talk briefly about this tonight before we wrap things up. But let's talk a little bit about something that's really been in the news, especially these last couple of weeks. And it's set for September 20th. And it's the story that's all over social media. It's all over national media about storming Area 51.
Yeah, we just put out a video about that. Actually covering the history of Roswell and all that stuff like that. And most of our audience are actually like non-paranormal type, people. They're interested, but they're not actually investigators or anything like that. But some of the comments that we get on that video is quite interesting, actually. I think everybody believes that there could be something there, almost all the comments that we get on there.
I think the general consensus, but go ahead, Marie. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was going to say, I think I saw a news broadcast recently about it, and it might have been the Daily Show I was watching, and they showed a clip of a broadcast where the military commented that Area 51 is a training ground, but anybody that trespasses, force will be used.
Yeah, actually... It started out, supposedly, there's a guy, his name is Matty Roberts from Bakersfield, California, and he started this whole thing as a joke, or at least that's what he says now, but I think he's worried about the FBI watching it.
Yeah, I think he's a little nervous now.
Yeah.
But no, they're watching him, and, as soon as you start getting up a group, you know what, social media, everything's got your eyes on you, so I honestly thought the whole... storming was a big joke because the thing's going to be shut down before it even happened.
And from what I've read last, this past Thursday, there were up to 1.7 million people who had signed up to storm Area 51.
1.7 million people that have just voluntarily decided to kill themselves.
Yeah. I just looked at it. It's actually up to 1.8 now.
That's incredible.
1.8 going and 1.4 interested.
even if most of them don't show up, you know, there's still going to be like 200 people that are really serious about it that are going to get extinguished.
Target practice.
And it's awful. And it's funny, but it's not, because as with all things, there's people that go to the extremes and some real serious people with mental health issues out there that aren't going to see the hilarity in it all and are really going to get hurt or killed, and it's going to be a big deal. And this is, it's funny, but it's not funny. As a color commentator, I could go on all day making one-liners and jokes, but you just know that even if not even 200, 15 people show up and it gets serious, it's going to be big news.
Yeah, and I just worry about all of the locals, because they're actually planning. They're like, people are going to show up, so we better plan. So I worry that if nobody shows up, they're going to be stuck with a lot of bills that they've done for preparations and things too. Yeah. So, you know, there's two sides to that. The people coming who could get hurt and, you know, that kind of stuff. But then also the townspeople and everybody who's preparing for that.
Yeah.
Oh, this interesting article. Marie brought this up, but I'm gonna talk about this real quick. This was put out on July 14th, where the U.S. Air Force issued a stern warning to the nearly 1 million people threatening to rush Area 51. And they said the stated plan is for participants to meet up on September 20th at Area 51 Alien Center. That's a little alien inn. It's out there and they're very close to the base. And this is an actual quote from one of the organizers. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Referring to the Japanese manga-inspired running style. Let's see them aliens.
Yeah, the U.S. Air Force is not taking this lightly.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I put a rant about it on Facebook last week, and it wasn't so much as I was angry about it. I was more concerned about people doing this. And we all know that there are people out there that just don't use good common sense.
Absolutely.
And realize that as soon as they cross over those areas surrounding the base, not even the front gate, but they have sensors out there, and they have parabolic dishes set up all around the perimeter of the desert out there. As soon as they cross that, the military is going to be there with weapons drawn, aiming at them, and if they continue, they're going to get shot. They're not going to, you know, say put your hands up. They're going to start shooting.
That's right.
And there's going to be unfortunate people who just don't use common sense. They're going to get shot.
Well, they may not even have to use bullets. Who knows what kind of technology we've got that they've been playing with? And you know, it's Area 51. Like, they could hit a button, and a satellite from space could shoot a friggin' laser and scorch earth them all. Like, 1.5 million people may burn very well.
Gone. We'll be sitting here in Northeast Ohio watching what unfolds on September 20th. I'm going anywhere near there.
Field trip. And sit on one of the mountainsides and just watch, and we'll have the best seats in the house.
Nah, you know, they'll have it live streaming somewhere, but I honestly do not think it's going to happen. In my opinion, you know, how many times have you been invited to somewhere or an event on Facebook, and you're like, yeah, I'll go. You know what? How many people would show up? And like Eric said, or no, Sean, you were saying that even if 200 people showed up, I would think that would be going against what they're saying. They can't stop us all. Well, 200, they could stop pretty easy. You know?
2,000. I mean, this is the military we're talking about.
Right.
I think we have to look at the fact that people that are already agreeing to go to this thing, like, they could be put in a no-fly list, so if they're flying from somewhere, they may not even be able to get there.
That's right.
Well, that's a good one, too, yeah.
Well, here's another thing that I find quite interesting. This has been up for a while, you know, and all this, I mean, it is exploding everywhere across the internet and social media and stuff, but the event is still active. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they haven't taken it down. It's, you know, it's still, how far can we push this? You know, so that's an interesting part, too.
Well, and the other thing I find interesting is that they published the actual date. I mean, if you were seriously gonna, you know, put together, rally all these people, you know, they can't kill us all, right? And we're all gonna ambush Area 51 at the same day, same time. But let's just let them know the day we're coming so they can be prepared. Shouldn't they have kept that under wraps?
Well, you gotta let everybody, you know, get time off of work and everything, Marie, you know?
Yeah.
Well, one thing I found funny about this whole storming Area 51 situation, and you guys might find this interesting, is a lot of the hotels that are close to Area 51 are completely booked. There are no rooms available in the area, especially getting closer towards Las Vegas. And as far as I'm aware, there's nothing major going on in the city at that time. So getting further away from Las Vegas, there should be some open hotel rooms, but they're all booked. So apparently people are taking this serious, and we may see some idiots show up at the front gates of Area 51.
Well, you know, I was saying some of the comments that we got on that video, you know, we get, with being on the YouTube and stuff, we have people that follow us from, you know, all over the world. And I was actually talking with somebody late last night from the UK, and he was joking around, oh yeah, you know, I actually, you know, I'm taking it off and I'm going to fly out there. I'm like, I don't think you want to do this, you know. It really, it's not a good idea. Well, I just want to see what's going on. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm just going to go to Vegas. I'm like, I wouldn't go anywhere near that area. But you know, it's huge. It's a big thing across the entire internet.
It's a long walk back to the UK if he gets put on a no fly.
That's right. That's yeah. Right.
It's a long swim back to the UK.
Across the pond. Yep.
I don't know. Maybe the little green people will, you know, yeah, give
him a ride back. Yeah. Drop him off.
What I find most amusing of all of this is people. Somebody mentioned a comment to me. I made a comment about the people aren't using good common sense by going out there. And some guy responded and says, well, why don't you think they want us to come there? Because they're hiding things there. And I stopped to think to myself, I'm thinking, you know what, everybody knows about Area 51. It's not like it's not public knowledge. Everybody knows that, you know, there's a base there. The Air Force uses it to test their planes and to test new technology and stuff like that. But if there was anything alien-wise there at the base, it's been long moved to a different location.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing there now worth storming the base to see. There's no aliens there. There's no alien technology. As soon as Bob Lazar opened his mouth and came forward and started talking about what he was doing there, reverse engineering and some of the crap that he saw, I'm sure the government right away started moving stuff to another location.
Now, that's a good point you bring there, Bob Lazar and him opening up his trap and exposing all those things, if it's real or not. I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think that, you know, Bob Lazar is the real deal and he's put some good info out there, or do you think he's just a plant?
Micah is that he's genuine.
I agree. I do. Just watching that re-documentary on it, there was a few things that he said. Sorry to interrupt you, Marie.
But, no.
is some of the things that he said is, you know, if he was going to make this up, he could have made up a lot better stuff, you know, that really kind of makes you think a little bit. But, you know, with UFOs and the way the government is, or the deep state, you know, you've got information, disinformation planted everywhere, just like you were saying, Eric, you know, is it, you know, or is this just a way, you know, that they're letting everybody know, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is that you can't let everybody know at one time, right? You can't just have that on the news and say, you know, the aliens are real, Area 51 is all this technology. They've got to do it in little bits and spurts, like NASA coming out with something, just like the Bob Lazar documentary, just like this little bit of talk. It's bringing awareness to everybody. So I think this is a sort of disclosure. That's what I think Bob is.
Yet how many people just don't care still, you know, about UFOs? The people that don't think they exist, extraterrestrials aren't real, they have no skin in this game, they could care less. You know, they're not going to care about Bob Lazar. But if there's one thing I learned from the X-Files, Jay and everyone, it's the best way to hide the truth is to keep it in plain sight. So,
yeah.
You know, it's sometimes the people that are eating their own hair, spilling, you know, spewing off about the craziest things may be the sanest people on the planet.
And that's true, but, you know, it gets everybody talking, and, you know, I mean, with that, that's how I take every bit of news that I get on, you know, the social media feeds or the internet, you know, I'm going to take it with a grain of salt with it, because like you said, or who was saying that, Marianne, why put a date on there? You know what I mean? You know, why put a date on the event that you're going to do it? You know what I mean? What are they trying to hide? I don't understand that.
Well, I think the more resistance they put up to it as well, and the more they comment on it, the more credence they give it too. So, you know, if we have those 200 diehard people that show up, you know, what's that say? You know, and they react to that and they take it seriously. I think that gives it even more credibility.
Yeah, I suppose. Only because it's being brought up, you know, because I heard about it, but just like everything, it seems like, you know, is this just going to fade away? And why hasn't the event been canceled yet? Because, you know, then that would show that they have something to hide. Who knows? But again, if anybody's listening and even thinking about going out there, don't do it. You know, let's just have common sense and just see how this whole thing unfolds.
We know, and there's also been discussion of this as being a false flag and a cover for something, you know, bigger that's going on, that's keeping us distracted. And I think we have to look at that as a possibility, too. We live in a very strange world right now. And some days nothing makes sense, and nothing would surprise me either.
Yeah, that's a good point. What is actually going on out there that we're not actually paying attention to because of this, you know, trivia type thing that's taking place?
Yeah, we haven't heard much about the Space Force, have we?
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows what's going on?
I think it's well contrived, and it's a dastardly plan set up by Marie, because she's planning on taking over the world on September 20th, and she's getting everybody to look at the Area 51 rather than what she's up to out there in Seattle.
Why would you expose me like that, Eric? I thought we were friends.
The truth has to be told, Marie.
But Sean, Marianne, Chop, and Eric, what do you think about Bob Lazar and his claims? Do you think that he was speaking the truth, or do you think that it was just all a bunch of malarkey?
Oh, in my opinion...
That's a hard question to answer. Yeah. I think that some of the things that he said was true, but what is it, what isn't? I mean, Jay and even Sean made a good point. He's putting everything right out there up front, and the best way to hide the truth is by hiding in plain sight. So is he put out there as a plant to give out as much information as he can? You know, say, oh, I worked at this laboratory, and I went to MIT, and different places, and when they checked, George Knapp checked his background, they couldn't find anything that he said he worked at, or any Los Alamos. I think he claimed to work at Los Alamos, didn't he?
Yeah, but he also said that it was the military that erased all of his records to make him seem uncredible.
Yeah, after George Knapp came out and said, we checked his background, we couldn't find anything. He said, yeah, that's because the military erased everything. But this guy, he runs around carrying high-powered weapons. He's been arrested for prostitution several times. He doesn't have the cleanest record in the world. So.
Hey, he's got to eat, too.
Oh, yeah. But, I don't know. It's just, it's a weird situation, and I think he's telling the truth about some things, but I think some things he might be fabricating and making stuff up. It's hard to really tell with this guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you got to ask yourself, did he really, you know, prostitute himself with those things, or is it just stuff planted in his file too? Like, I haven't really paid much attention to him, but now that there's so much going on around Area 51, like, his name's popping up like a bad case of something you need to get penicillin for. He's just out there everywhere, and a lot of folks that are new to this, or, you know, just have a passing interest, you know, this may bring Bob out of obscurity into the limelight once again.
But, I'm also curious, Sean and Marianne, what are some of the comments that you got on your show regarding this topic?
Well, it's as far as like the comments and stuff, you know, everyone agreed that there's something there where information's being withheld to the public. you know, because the way I made the video was, is I kind of like spent close to 10 or 12 hours like researching like Area 51. How did this come about, and why is this conspiracy and that kind of stuff? And then I came up with questions in the video and asked people, you know, do you believe that we're the only ones here, and is there something going on? Is the government holding things back? But the interesting part about this, about the origination of Area 51, actually, is, you know, that was a piece of property that was used for at one time the nuclear testing, and it was just numbered 51. And then with the Roswell incident, when the Air Force Base came out and released that they captured something and then retracted it. And the reason why they retracted it was because of the Cold War. But that kind of started this whole conspiracy thinking, you know, that was back in 47. You know, and if you think about the way United States was back then, it was like, wait, what a minute, you know, what's the government not telling us? That started this whole conspiracy thing. And that's what I put in the video, and people didn't realize that's where this originated from. You know, and that sparked some conversation, which is quite interesting. And it's exactly what you guys are saying, is like, this stuff that's coming out, is it like a sleight of hand? You know, it's like, we're getting this information, but that's not actually what's happening. And that's how this all started originally, back in 47.
Well, let me throw you a curveball. It's kind of along the lines of Area 51 and Bob Lazar. We've got this huge social media story going on right now with Area 51. But just recently, the United States Navy released information about the Tic Tac video, the surveillance video from the jet that was saw, I believe, in 2004 or 2006.
Yeah.
They're coming forward now with, they have a protocol in place now how U.S. Navy pilots can actually report their UFO findings. It's like they're coming forward and saying, okay, we're actually looking into the UFO phenomenon. But they denied it for how many years, with the exception of Project Blue Book? What's your take on that now? And why are they coming forward now all of a sudden and with their interest in the whole UFO phenomenon?
I think disclosure. I think it's going to happen before 2020. I really do. And it's the subtle way they've been doing it, either through Hollywood, of course through Hollywood since the 50s, but, you know, even with Independence Day or any of these other space movies or all these documentaries. And again, Bob Lazar being on Netflix, how many thousands and thousands of people are going to see that? And I think it's just more of a disclosure. And again, why is the Navy able to look at these again now? And I think, again, they're getting the okay to do this now because this is the time of disclosure. And I don't think it's just going to be somebody on a broadcast on the news saying aliens are real. They've always been here. I think it's going to be just slowly put this way until we just accept that's what it is. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah, those little tiny tidbits to make it not all big and shocking and make everybody freak out all at once. Just those little tidbits at a time, slowly bring it out.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I was going to say, honestly, if you did wake up tomorrow morning and you saw, you know, there was a 15-mile wide UFO sitting over Pittsburgh or Chicago or New York, would you be surprised and shocked? You know, because I know I wouldn't. I'd be like, wow.
That's a good point. Like, I don't think society as a whole would be shocked. They'd be like, oh, finally.
See, we told you.
Where
we
you
knew
been?
We were hiding it.
Exactly. So I think that's how we're just being conditioned. And that's why all this is coming back out again. And I remember my grandfather, he was actually the early parts of MUFON, you know, back in the early 70s. But he was telling me about all of his experiences in the 50s and 60s. And he told me, he has since passed over 17 years ago, but he did tell me, he goes, Jay, this is going to kind of come and go throughout your whole life. They're going to get really close to disclosure, then they're going to pull back, and then it gets quiet. And there's just this whole pattern that he has seen really since the 50s and 60s, that has continued to go on through the 70s, 80s. You know, again, there's a hype, then it goes away, a hype, then it goes away. Well, here we are again. We're at that hype again, where I think it's going to be disclosure, and it might not be, but again, it's conditioning us, period. That's my thought.
See, I'm remembering now, too, when Art Bell had that gentleman call from his plane, and he was flying over Area 51. Did you guys all heard that episode, I imagine?
I didn't.
No.
I did not.
You guys.
Tell us about it.
Marie's disappointed in us.
So Art Bell, he's like the grandfather of paranormal radio, right? I used to listen to him religiously. And this is one of his most famous shows. There was a gentleman that had his own private plane, and he called in and was talking to Art, and he said, I'm getting ready to enter the no-fly zone. And Art kept trying to tell him not to do it, don't do it, don't do it. And the guy said, no, I'm doing it. I'm going to find out once and for all what's going on, and I'm going to fly right over Area 51. I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it live on your show. And they're talking back and forth, and then the communication's starting to break up a little bit, and he's saying, oh, I've got bogeys on me, or whatever you call Air Force jets, you know, on it behind him, coming up behind him. And then next thing you know, the connection was lost, and that was it. Like, we didn't know what, it just, the connection was gone, and the guy was gone, and we didn't ever find out what he just said, there's two of them on my tail. That was like the last thing we heard come out from his mouth, and then then it was over. So yeah, there's that. And then the other thing, Eric, I think you and I interviewed Laura Eisenhower, who was President Eisenhower's great-granddaughter granddaughter?
I don't remember that, but go ahead.
I couldn't remember if that was Beyond the Edge or if that was on my own podcast, but when I speaking with her, she said that Eisenhower, her grandfather, when he was president, there were living aliens that were captured at Roswell in 1947 that were at Area 51. Eisenhower met with these aliens, and the aliens gave us the all this technology. And then this is when, like, cordless cell phones, remotes, cable TV, everything exploded. Technology just snowballed. And all of a sudden, we're just popping off with all of this great stuff, right? But the deal was, you know, in exchange for all this technology that the aliens gave to Eisenhower, is you have to disclose that we exist within, I think it was 40 or 45 years. And it was right around like 2012 is when the deadline was. And they said, if you don't disclose when we get to our agreed date of whatever, you know, 2012 or whatever year it was, 45 years down the road, then we're gonna expose ourselves. And we're past that point of the agreed date that Eisenhower was supposed to, you know, this has been passed on from president, it's supposedly in the book, the president has that book, right? And the day that they're supposed to disclose. But we've gone past that day. And so now if our government doesn't do it on their own, then the aliens are just going to do it for them. So there's that situation going on as well.
Well, there's another one that I found too that's related to presidential. I don't know if you guys have heard about this or not, but President Carter, before he was elected, he was a big time, you know, into UFOs and they exist and all this other stuff. And one of his campaign promises was if he got elected, he was going to expose everything and all that stuff. But then after he was elected, he came out and said, I cannot say anything due to national security.
Bill Clinton did the same thing.
Yeah.
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 It's a presidential cop-out.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's so much conspiracy and so much stuff that goes on, and I think a lot of it's put out there to throw us off track, or like we talked about earlier, to cover something else up that's going on, or just to detract us. You don't know what to believe anymore. What's real, what's not real, what's made up, what's not made up. It's so hard to sort these things out.
It gives you a headache.
It does. Yeah.
Well, honestly, I've always said, I don't think there really is a truth out there anymore. because everybody has their own truth. Everybody's different. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, how do you get to that truth? But like you just said, what is it? What do you believe? You know? And that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the people who are involved originally, you know, we've lost them, you know? So even if we try to get verification, there's not a lot of people left, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, the older they get, they disappear, and you can't get what information they had for credibility, you know, not unless they start putting out documentaries like Bob Lazar, start popping them out there. But I would say keep your eyes on that, even on Prime or Netflix and all those, just to see what kind of documentaries are being fed out, because everything's controlled, right? So, you know, if they're going to start releasing some really good information, you know, again, we weren't there, right? We're just seeing the videos and hearing people talk about it. But again, we'll come to our own truth, you know?
I sent you guys the video Marie was talking about so you could see it. And Eric, maybe you could put it in the podcast in some way, shape, or form for people that have a reference to that Art Bell phone call. It's pretty unique.
Mm-hmm. I'll see if I can edit it in some way. But yeah, it's who knows what to believe anymore? Who knows what's real? Who knows what's not real? Maybe we are being conditioned to think the way that the government wants us to think, or the media wants us to think. Maybe all this really is fake news. Maybe it's real news. Who knows? There's so much stuff being thrown at us anymore, and it's always changing, becoming stranger and weirder. Whoever thought we'd have a president in the office that we have today with a reputation that we have? There's so much going on in the world around us, and it's changing so rapidly, so quickly. You don't know who to believe, you don't know what to believe, and it could be all just, you know, to keep our attention focused on one thing while something else goes on. This whole Area 51 thing, as we talked about, could be nothing more than a snow job to draw our attention away, because we're talking about it. It's in the media. It's all over social media.
Well, we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be doing any justice by ignoring it. It's here. It's happening. Rather, we think it's silly, or, you know, there's, you know, a real credible, you know, emphasis behind it. You know, we have to talk about it. It's our responsibility.
Exactly. But what's going on behind the magician's hand? He's showing you this hand. Yeah, he's showing you the Area 51, but what's going on behind his back? It's like the whole blue dress, gold dress, or whatever. You know, when that just overtook
what blue dress, Jay?
I don't know. Whichever one it was. Was it in a dress?
It was.
I think it was. Yeah.
You guys are making me think maybe. Whoa. Maybe it was.
Well, there
were
a couple famous dresses. Okay.
But you know, but that's what I'm saying, and it, not only for that, but also what our government's been doing. And I'm not just saying this administration, but, you know, for the past, you know, 16 or however many years, what's been going on that we really don't know about because we're so focused at what we're looking at in front of us. So, you know, okay, so you have Area 51 sitting right there, but wait, what's really going on? You know what I mean? Area 51's probably laughing about it because they have that covered. What's really going on, you know, be in your backyard, you know?
Well, that's the sad part. Well, there's so much to this, and we could sit here all night and not even scratch the surface of the topics that could just spawn from this topic, Area 51. But what about what was happening before Area 51, before Roswell? There's still UFO history before that. And we're not even talking about the ancient aliens crap. I'm just talking about, you know, in modern times, there's so much more. And, you know, relying on a storming of Area 51 to think that's going to force any disclosure, I think it's a little presumptive to think that's even going to, aside from, you know, Air Force warning, I don't think it's going to amount much to anything.
Mm-hmm. Except talking about it, obviously.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Well, here's something to keep in mind, and I'm sure you guys have all seen this movie, and it came out in the mid-1980s starring Rowdy Roddy Piper. It was a John Carpenter film called They Live.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Think about it. It really has if you want to put into context what we're talking about today, that film really speaks volumes. It says a lot. And maybe that's what's going on in the long run. You know, maybe we're just all being snowblind.
Eric, do we have a way for listeners to get a hold of us, send us an email or anything?
We sure do.
Because I'd be interested to hear what our listeners think about this.
Yeah, and I was actually going to do that at the end of the program, but I'll throw it out there now. They can email us at beyondtheedgeradio@gmail.com, or they can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/beyondtheedgeradio, and you can share with us your thoughts, your opinions, your comments, feedback. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are on it. Is it a big conspiracy? Is it really going to happen with Area 51? Is this whole thing we're talking tonight about, is it all just one giant conspiracy? Do the aliens really live among us? Some great subjects, great questions we're asking tonight and throwing out there and throwing out possible answers or hypothesis, if you will. Who knows what's going on? Is the truth really out there? And will Fox and Scully ever find it?
Eric, I think the great thing about the Facebook page, though, is that we're all on it, so we can interact with the listeners and, you know, sometimes in real time and continue the dialogue, even when the podcast, the tape, as they say, isn't rolling. So this is something we're not going to stop talking about now or, you know, any of the other topics we decide to bring up. We're here for the listeners. Socially active people we are.
That's right. And speaking of the email and the social media page, if you guys have subjects that you'd like us to discuss or ideas that you think would make for a great topic of discussion, send them to us. Email us beyondtheedgeradio@gmail.com. You can throw them on the social media pages. We have a Twitter account, BeyondTER. We have Instagram. You can send us a picture of some alien or something and put a little caption, what do you want us to talk about, or Bigfoot or anything, any subject really, we'll be happy to talk about. And just send it to us, and we'll throw it around for discussion, and maybe we'll bring up some really good relative points.
Hey, can I throw in a topic right off the bat?
Sure.
Let's talk about CERN in Switzerland.
You've seen the Netflix show Stranger Things?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just have visions of that going on in Switzerland right now.
And that's so much on a smaller scale, too, by the way, that little thing they made, that cute little thing they made in Stranger Things.
Right, but I'm just saying, you ask somebody about that, and they scratch their head. They've never heard of it. And if you really dive deep into it, it's frightening, you know? I mean, it really, especially with all those skyquakes that were going on from 2009 to 2012, 2013, yeah. All of a sudden stopped. And it's funny, they kind of powered down CERN for a while too. So that's one topic. Even when I was a listener to the show, when you were doing it live, I was always waiting for that topic to ever present itself, because that's a deep rabbit hole. And I think listeners would be really intrigued. So I'm always like, I always say, be concerned. And I see what I did there?
I'm intrigued.
We never talked about it because Eric and I left our degrees in physics.
Quantum physics at the door.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Marie and I have discussed the strange sounds in the air. We've read several newspaper articles and stories about the sky trumpets and the sky quakes and the weird sounds. Remember that, Marie?
Yeah, the booms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they've been going on for a long time, Eric. Yeah. I think even back to when we started, this stuff was happening without any real... and there's still no answer as to what's going on with it. And they're happening around the world. That's the concerning part. Around the world, strange things.
Jay does bring up a very good point, though. He said they powered down CERN and they took a break from using it. Those skyquakes stopped.
Yep.
Is it coincidence? Is there something more to it? That's something I think we'll have to do our homework on and dig a little deeper to try to find out what we can before we can discuss it any further. Because there's a lot to it that we just don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because like you said, or was it Eric or Sean who just said this, but you would hear some of these skyquakes on the news, and it would always come to, we don't know what it is. Is that kind of scary that nobody on planet Earth knows what those sounds are? You know what I mean? Yeah. Or because they're not disclosing them, but they're not giving you an answer. Oh yeah, Sean, you were saying it's been going on since then, the skyquakes, the booms or whatever. But that is the type of illusion magician I'm talking about here. Let's look at Area 51. What's going on over there? What's really going on? And that's, yeah, I'd definitely love to hit that topic.
Well, yeah, that's something we can definitely talk about on a future show. Sure. And there's so much more we can talk about. We can talk about cryptids. We can talk about locations. I'd like to get into Skinwalker Ranch myself. That place has always fascinated me. We can talk about haunted locations that Sean and Marianne have visited and some of the things that they've found and experienced. We can share our own personal experiences. I know collectively we've all had some very unusual and unique encounters, experiences. I live in a haunted house, for goodness sakes. Whoever thought that? But, you know, we all have things we can bring to the table, as I mentioned earlier, and a lot of great contributions we can add to this podcast. And I think that's a good place for us to wrap things up for this episode, this very first episode, as we kind of get the rust shaken off of us and get back to doing a podcast. And hopefully we can get the technological rust shaken off of us and get back to broadcasting and doing some great podcasts. I really look forward to working with you guys and putting out the great product for our listeners and for ourselves as well.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm going to say there real quick, Eric, if you're listening and you enjoy the show, give us a rating on whoever you choose to listen, because our popularity and our future depends on how much you like us. And if you don't like us, well, just shut up and go away. You don't have to let us make the feedback.
I've actually gotten a few messages since I've been on here of where can they find these episodes at, these podcasts?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because we will be on several podcast avenues, if you will. We'll be on iTunes, on the Apple store. You go to iTunes, you can subscribe to us, like us, give us a 5-star rating if you enjoy it. If you don't, like Sean said, just go away. We'll be on Podomatic, Podbean, Stitcher Radio, and there's a really cool app if you guys haven't downloaded this for your phone. It's called the Paranormal Radio app, and you can get it on the Apple iTunes store if you have an iTunes phone, or I believe it's in the Android store as well. And it's got a variety of shows, including a lot of BTE Radio archived shows, as a matter of fact. And Podomatic has a lot of our archived shows as well. I think we've got 300, maybe 400 shows archived at Podomatic that you can go back and listen to. So there's a lot of places you'll find us. And there's an RSS feed that comes from iTunes that you can pick up. And from Podomatic, you can pick up, and it goes to people putting us out there everywhere. When we were doing the live show, I was amazed to find out how many different avenues our show was being heard on, not just the typical iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, but there were other shows, that other sources that were picking up our show and rebroadcasting it. So,
yeah, because somebody actually sent me a screenshot. They found Beyond the Edge Radio, but it said 2016 to 2017. I can't see where this person found the screenshot, but it is a 5-star rating. That's a good thing. But the icon still says Beyond the Edge Radio, so I don't know if we're gonna change that to podcast so that we know the difference.
Yeah, I've actually made those changes today.
Oh, good.
Hopefully they went through. The technological gods smiled upon me on that, at least. So, but we will be on iTunes and the Apple Store, Podomatic, Podbean. We will be on Stitcher Radio, and if we get enough listeners to download the show, we may possibly end up being on iHeartRadio picking us up as well. So we just have to rely on the listeners enjoying us and not turning us off after the first 10 minutes saying we suck. So hopefully we'll get some good reviews, good ratings, and this is just the first of many, many more podcasts to come. It's episode one, and next month we're hoping to have a topic that we can all put research together, do some homework, and come up with some good things to talk about. My suggestion was for looking at the state of Wisconsin, because there's a variety of things that have occurred in Wisconsin, not only haunted locations, but you've got a serial killer by the name of Ed Gein.
I've been there.
Yeah, we've got the Kettle Moraine, which Jay researches and I've been to. We've got UFO sightings, plenty of UFO sightings over Wisconsin, other cryptid creatures like the Beast of Bray Road. There's so much to talk about in Wisconsin, it's not even funny. So maybe that we'll cover that either maybe the next episode or a future episode. But you know, whatever you the listeners want to hear, if you have a topic for us that you'd like us to tackle, then send it to us by email, through social media, and collectively as a group, we'll put our thinking caps on, do some research and homework, and see what we can come up with for you.
Amen.
Yeah, what he said.
So, yeah, let's go ahead and wrap things up for this episode, episode one of BTE Radio, the podcast. And any you guys have some closing thoughts or anything you want to say before we call it a show?
We're back.
Yeah. Here we go.
If we can keep it working. Go ahead, Marie.
I just said curse and all.
Curse and all, yeah. If we can keep it working. Aww. Yeah. Sean, any last thoughts?
Well, you know, as I always used to say, Beyond the Edge Radio, if you're not listening, you're just stupid. And hopefully all our idiots come along for the ride. I'm excited about this. This is a lot of fun, guys. I had a great time.
It was a lot of fun. Sean and Marianne, any closing thoughts from you guys?
Oh, we're just excited, man. We're really looking forward to getting with you guys each and every month and just having a great conversation like this. It's just awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a lot more laid back, and I think the fans and people that listen to the show may enjoy it because we're just letting our hair down, so to speak, except for me, and just, you know, kicking back. And it's like sitting around with friends having a cold one and just discussing strange topics.
Yes.
Well, I love the format too. Like, I mean, the fact that we all have our own ideas and we all have something to bring to the table. So it really, like tonight's episode, it became very intriguing very quickly. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you for coming up with the idea. I think this is fantastic. I had a blast.
Well, that's what we want to try to do. Is everybody has a good time, fun doing with it. I should say having fun time doing it. And, you know, we just enjoy what we do. And I think that's what's going to make the podcast successful, is us having a good time and presenting some good, interesting topics to talk about and see where it goes.
Yes.
All right, folks. Well, thank you very much for tuning into our very first episode of BTE Radio, Beyond the Edge Radio, the podcast. We'll be back again in, I think we're going to record something in August or September. And we'll come up with, collectively come up with a good topic if we don't hear from you, and make it very worthwhile and intriguing. And in the meantime, you can go to Amazon Prime and check out Finding Jay from Jay Bachochin, the Super Normal podcast, which I believe, Sean, you said is coming out soon.
Yep, we're recording our first episode this week, supernrml.com.
And Our Haunted Travels with Sean and Marianne. And where can they find you guys at?
YouTube.com/PanicDVideos.
And Marie, the Paranormal Divas, is out every month. And where can people find that?
The Paranormal, or PAUK.com, the Paranormal UK Radio Network. You can find the link to the Podbean. You can listen to it on Podbean, but you can also get the link on our Facebook page, Paradivas.
Excellent. And you can find BT Radio, as I mentioned, the podcast. We will be on iTunes. We'll be on Stitcher Radio, Podbean, Podomatic, and we will be popping up anywhere else. We're like what Sean said earlier, something you need penicillin for. But on that note, thank you all for being here tonight and working through the technical difficulties. Thank you, Sean and Marianne, for recording the show. And we will catch everybody next month. Here at BTE Radio, Beyond the Edge Radio, the podcast.
Our time here has ended, but the journey has just begun. Join us again as we attempt to unravel life's most intriguing mysteries and explore the world of the unknown.
The unknown. The unknown. The unknown.
Visit us on social media, at Facebook, on Twitter, and our website at www.beyondtheedgeradio.com. You'll find upcoming guests, future topics, show information, and you can unlock and listen to all of our archived programs in the vault. Contact us with your questions, comments, or feedback at beyondtheedgeradio@gmail.com. The road ahead is long, dark, and mysterious. But you won't be alone. We'll be waiting for you to travel it together, searching for the answers as to what lies beyond the edge.